This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show, my friends. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. 550 KFYI Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson, my adopted hometown. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly today. You know, there was a terrorist that was killed yesterday. And it's crazy because you have the Biden-Harris administration trying to take credit for it, which is ridiculous on a couple of different levels. Number one, from the very beginning, we've had the Biden administration basically try to tell Israel that they didn't need to fight back. They didn't need to, you know, to go all out and try to destroy Hamas. Don't do that. I mean, the attack happened on October the 7th. By October the 9th, there were calls for ceasefires. And it seems to me that you had the Biden administration basically supporting tepidly both sides of this conflict, the Palestinian side and also Israel, but they're also like shoveling money to Iran that was funding Hamas and Hezbollah. But yet they're saying, we stand with Israel. But things were so convoluted that I think Israel sort of just cut loose and said, you know what? America's weak right now. I don't have to listen to you. I'm not going to listen to you. We're going to go ahead. We're going to do our thing. How do we know about this? Well, because we had Kamala Harris earlier speaking on behalf of the president, I guess. She was out there talking about how we don't want Israel to make a move. We don't want Israel going into Rafah. It would be a mistake if Israel did that. Here's Kamala Harris.
We have been clear in multiple conversations and in every way that any major military operation in Rafah would be a huge mistake. Let me tell you something. I have studied the maps.
She studied the maps.
There's nowhere for those folks to go.
Nowhere for them to go.
And we're looking at about 1.5 million people in Rafah who are there because they were told to go there, most of them.
By who?
And so we've been very clear that it would be a mistake to move into Rafah with any type of military operation.
A mistake, but would there be consequences if he does move forward?
Well, we're going to take it one step at a time, but we've been very clear in terms of our perspective on whether or not that should happen.
Are you ruling out that there would be consequences from the United States?
I am ruling out nothing.
I am ruling out nothing. I'm tough. There will be consequences if you move into Rafah. We don't want you to do that. Well, you know what? Who are you? You had Netanyahu. You went in anyway. And as of yesterday, they had a major strike. One of the Hamas leaders, the man that they believed planned October the 7th, Yahya Sinwar, was killed. And then immediately, we get Kamala Harris moving in to actually take credit. She announced the death. She announced the death of Sinwar. And listen to this.
The leader of Hamas is dead. And justice has been served. And the United States, Israel, and the entire world are better off as a result.
Mm.
Sinwar was responsible for the killing of thousands of innocent people, including the victims of October 7 and hostages killed in Gaza. He had American blood on his hands. Today, I can only hope that the families of the victims of Hamas feel a sense and measure of relief.
Wow.
Sinwar was the mastermind of October 7, the deadliest day for the Jewish people since the Holocaust. A terrorist attack that killed 1,200 innocent people, and included horrific sexual violence and more than 250 hostages taken into Gaza, including seven Americans, living and deceased, who remain in captivity.
I know that was tough. My guy Chris, that's Jesse Kelly's producer. He just jumped in on. Can she talk? Can she? What did you say? Not talk like a robot? Yeah, I know. This is Kamala Harris being serious, and it begs the question: why is Kamala Harris doing this? Why is Kamala Harris doing this? The vice president. Should we be hearing from the president? Oh, I know. They're trying to make her look presidential. So they give her, you know, these notes to read. And she goes out in front of the microphone and with her big nasal, you know, voice just reads this off. And it's absolutely ridiculous. Why are you taking credit for this? Why are you telling me the history about what happened between October the 7th? You were the one who just got done saying it would be a mistake to go into Rafah. They went in anyway, the Israelis. They got the job done, and here you are now trying to claim some type of credit, woman!
A terrorist attack that triggered a devastating war in Gaza, a war that has led to unconscionable suffering of many innocent Palestinians and greater instability throughout the Middle East.
Okay, you know what?
In the past year, American special operations and intelligence personnel have worked closely
with
their Israeli counterparts to locate and track Sinwar and other Hamas leaders.
I don't believe you.
And I commend their work. And I will say to any terrorist who kills Americans, threatens the American people, or threatens our troops or our interests, know this. We will always bring you to justice.
No, you won't. You didn't bring this guy to justice. Israel did. Girl, you said that if they went into Rafah, there would be consequences. Well, actually, that's what the reporter asked you, which would be consequences. This is ridiculous. This is really, seriously, this is bad. Kamala Harris. And I wonder, what do the good people in Michigan think? Girl, you know what? Why are you saying this? You know you're in danger of losing Michigan unless the Democrats already have Michigan locked up, you know, through a, you know, fraud or something. Why is she doing this? Who is she trying to impress? She's not impressing me. We can see right through this. We got the receipts for you talking about how, you know, if Israel goes into Rafah, that would be a mistake. You said it would be a huge mistake. Now, here you are taking credit and trying to warn the terrorists. If you harm one hair on an American's head, we will hunt you down. No, you won't. You didn't go after the Afghanis. We left Americans behind, girl. We left Americans behind in Afghanistan. What you do? Democrats are famous for leaving people behind. Remember Benghazi? I'm sorry. This is insulting. Kamala Harris.
Israel has a right to defend itself.
Yeah, it does.
And the threat Hamas poses to Israel must be eliminated.
Yeah, yeah.
Today, there is clear progress toward that goal.
Okay, you know what? I don't want to hear you anymore. Here you are. Where's the president? Where? Oh, okay. There's President Biden. He weighed in on the event as well.
The Chancellor and I will discuss regional security in the Middle East, including the ongoing domestic efforts regarding Lebanon and Gaza. The death of the leader Hamas represents a moment of justice. He had the blood of Americans, Israelis, Palestinians, and Germans, and so many others on his hands. I told the Prime Minister of Israel yesterday, let's also make this moment an opportunity to seek a path to peace.
Okay.
A better future in Gaza without Hamas.
What's this, ceasefire? Yeah. You know what? I started to kind of lose him because I couldn't even start like slurring his words together. Gosh, six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. So we got a dead terrorist, and I don't have a problem with that. But you know what? I think there was a PR mistake that was committed on behalf of Israel. Did you know how they caught this guy? They kind of caught him on a drone. It's sort of like an accident, but then they got him. He went into an abandoned building. They sent the drone up there, and then he was like shaking a stick at it, and then they called in an airstrike. Boom! He's gone. They could have reported that just the way I did. But then they started releasing the video. So you could actually see the drone. You could see him waving the stick at the drone. Then they went a step further. If you're looking at the New York Post, they actually show the man's dead body. They show him staring up at folks. They got the soldiers. They have their faces like deleted out. But you can see. You can see the dead terrorist, Yahya Sinwar. I think that's a mistake. He still has a stick in his hand. That's a mistake. Yeah, James, but isn't that crazy? You got these terrorists, they're trying to fight drones with sticks. That's not the point. That's what you see. What did the enemies of Israel see? What did the enemies of America see? They see a man that is fighting against the great Satan with anything he can, even down to sticks. In his death, he is defiant. We don't want to give them that. Every year when Apple releases the new iPhone, the big carriers play the same old games. Sign your life away for the next 2 years and get a free iPhone. Stop it. Don't fall for it. With Pure Talk, you can get great savings on the new iPhone 16, and you can still get an affordable data plan that fits your needs on America's most dependable 5G network. How would I know? Because Jesse has a new iPhone 16 from Pure Talk. Bottom line, stop falling into the same traps and overpaying for data you will never use. Listen to this. With Pure Talk, for just $25 a month, get unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data, which is more than enough, plus mobile hotspot. Dial #250 and say the keyword Jesse Kelly. Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make switching easy. There's no contract, no activation fee. You can even keep your phone and your number. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save on an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. You know, the 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. You can see it everywhere, especially in the Harris-Walz campaign. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically at an all-time low. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, spelled C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men take their rights to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, Jesse's been taking Chalk's Vitality Stack for over 2 years now, and he says that it has changed his life, changed his mood, changed his attitude, his strength. Manufactured right here in the USA, Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, focus, and mood. Maximize your masculinity today at CHOQ.com. Use code Jesse for a massive discount on any subscription for life. Or call or text 50CHALK3000 and say Jesse sent you. That's 50CHALK3000. Chalk's American customer service team is standing by to assist you. You know somebody who doesn't need Chalk? You know somebody who has maximum masculinity? Donald Trump is just running around. Donald Trump doesn't sleep. Donald Trump goes and sits for hours in a courtroom, then walks outside and just has a 5-10 minute speech blasting everybody. Then he goes down there to the barrio, just hangs out. Flies from one city, has a rally, flies another place, has a rally, talks for like about an hour and a half at each rally. I'm telling you. You know, our last segment could be seen as controversial. because I was saying that, yeah, our friends in Israel may have made a mistake by, a PR mistake, by celebrating the fact, or should say showing the fact, showing this the dead terrorist's face in a pile of rubble, still holding the stick that he was swinging at the military as they blew him up. Yahya Sinwar. It was a defiant move in his death. And I just think, you know, you don't want to show that to the enemy. They're not going to think about it the same way we are. They're not going to be afraid to say, ooh, we better not. They're going to say, look, this guy went out like a boss. He went out, all he had was a stick, and he shook that at the Israelis. Now, Chris, that's Jesse Kelly's producer, he said, well, James T., what about when Donald Trump got al-Baghdadi? Remember that? Remember what Trump's... We chased him. He died like a dog. He died like a dog. Yeah, here's the deal. Donald Trump didn't show al-Baghdadi in defiance. He showed al-Baghdadi humiliated, running away from the American military, being chased by dogs. And in the culture, you know, they don't like dogs. They don't have dogs for pets. Dogs are reviled. He was chased down like a dog, begging for his life as the dogs gnawed on his bones. That's not something that people are going to look up to. They're not going to say, you know, yeah, let's go. Let's fight for al-Baghdadi. No, he died like a dog. See, that's propaganda. That's the PR war right there. That's a better move. We heard from Kamala Harris, you know, speaking platitudes. Then we heard, you know, President Biden talking about now we have a chance for peace. Now we have a chance for a ceasefire. The reporters called up to Donald Trump, a man, and asked him what he thought about Israel taking out Yahya Sinwar. And his comments, well, just listen to the president.
I think it makes it easier.
Why is that?
You've got to talk to Prime Minister Netanyahu about it. He's called me, yes. He's called me. I have not spoken. I'm going to speak to him probably now.
What are you going to tell him?
Well, look, he's doing a good job. Biden is trying to hold him back. Just so you understand, Biden is far superior to the VP. He's trying to hold him back, and he probably should be doing the opposite, actually. I'm glad that VP decided to do what he had to do, but it's moving along pretty good. Everything's moving along. Yes, you have a...
How about that? Benjamin Netanyahu called Donald Trump. Why would Benjamin Netanyahu call Donald Trump? What? Benjamin Netanyahu didn't call Kamala Harris. Benjamin Netanyahu, I don't know if he called Anthony Blinken or Biden, but look, Trump just said it. He said, you know, Biden's better than Harris on this. He's better than Harris, but Biden still. He's trying to hold Benjamin Netanyahu back. Let him go. Let him do his thing. On my show, The Conservative Circus, heard this morning, I was having a conversation with my producer, Aaron. And I'm like, you know, of course the Democrats are going to try to call for ceasefire, trying to, you know, placate their base. But the reality is, if Trump were in office, well, it would, October the 7th wouldn't happen. I really believe that. But if they did, there would be no question behind what Trump would be doing, who he'd be backing. As a matter of fact, again, if Trump were in office, Iran wouldn't have the money to give to Hamas and Hezbollah to buy all the missiles and to fund that attack. They wouldn't have it. But if they pulled something off, there would be no question. Trump wouldn't be talking about, oh, we need to have a ceasefire. We need to have free. No. Finish the job, Benjamin Netanyahu. And that's probably why he's calling him. That's probably why Benjamin Netanyahu hopes that Obama wins. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Feeling a little stocky? follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
James C. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly. You know, October 7th was the one-year mark of the worst massacre of the Jewish people since the Holocaust. 1,200 Israelis were murdered and more than 250 taken hostage. The war in Israel rages on today. Israel and the Jewish people are facing attacks from enemies on all sides seeking Israel's destruction. Now, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, they're on the ground providing food, shelter, and safety to those in need during this crisis. Since the war started, there are reservists, everyday Israeli citizens who have left families behind to serve their country. Soldiers who have been injured and their families need support. Your gift of $150 today helps the fellowship provide food and other necessities to these families to help them survive. And thanks to a generous fellowship supporter, your gift will be matched to double in impact. Join Jesse in letting those families know that listeners like you stand with Israel. Call to make your $150 gift right now at 888-488-IFCJ. That's 888-488-4325. Or go online to supportifcj.org to give. That's one word. supportifcj.org. I have a question for Chris, that is Jesse Kelly's producer. Chris, did I hear you say that you were in Israel? A little over a year ago, you were in Israel. Oh, that's when Jesse Kelly took the sheet. He took you with them? Wow, that's pretty wild. Usually when I take these kind of trips, I leave everybody behind. I go solo. Did you guys travel around Israel? Or were you just based in Jerusalem or Tel Aviv? You went to Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and another city. I tell you what, I've been to Israel twice. I took my eldest son when he was about 14, 15 years old. And then my younger son and my nephew, we went a couple of years later. And it's an eye-opening experience. I mean, we went to the Holy Land, of course. So by day, this is what was crazy about this tour we did. By day, we went to go see the holy sites. You know, the Hebrew text, the New Testament. We got a chance to, you know, go to the Jacob's Well. We actually went into Palestine as well. You know, a lot of tours don't do that. And I'm not talking about Bethlehem. We went on over to Hebron. We saw some stuff. When I came back and tried to talk about my experience, boy, it was met with a lot of hostility from all sides because I just talked about what I saw. As a matter of fact, when I was there on my social media, I ended up taking a few pictures of a church that had been vandalized. See, and here's a twist. It was vandalized by Jews. And even while I was there taking the pictures, there was a big protest that broke out and people were marching and they had signs and everything. And they were marching on behalf of the church. But they weren't Christians. They were Muslims. What is going on? I posted that thing up and the company I was working for at the time called me in the middle of the night for me. It created a firestorm. You had Muslims, you had Jews. They were calling in. They were upset. They were mad. And they told me I had to take everything down. I said, you know, I'll take it down. You can take it down off your site, but you're not taking it down off my site, not off my social. It's staying up there. Why would you want to bring this kind of conflict? I'm not trying to bring any conflict. I'm just talking about what I'm seeing and who I'm talking to and who I'm meeting. It's a very complex issue over there. Complex, deep layers. Years later, this is 2016, they had the presidential debates. You had President Trump. He was on stage like about 15 other Republicans and they started talking about the Middle East. And I got a telephone call from my nephew who was on that second trip. And he said, Uncle Daddy, what nephew, son? they're not telling the truth. They're kind of lying. That's not what I saw over there. I'm like, shh, nephew, son, shut your mouth. Don't talk. First of all, we don't even know enough. But if you talk about what you're seeing, you're going to upset people to the point where you're going to have to get into an argument that you're not prepared to win. I don't know that the argument is winnable. Yeah, but Uncle Daddy, if conflict, you know, happens over there, what you going to do? Well, you know what? You got to choose. You got to, you know, in a sense, who is our ally? Who is not? Stand back and let it take place. Well, you know, I'd say the same thing about Ukraine. That's very complicated. As a matter of fact, when Tucker Carlson sat down with Vladimir Putin, the first 45 minutes of that interview was Vladimir Putin giving Tucker Carlson a history lesson of Russia and the lands that involved Ukraine. Tucker Carlson was criticized for that interview. The mainstream media, they were telling people, don't listen to that. That's propaganda. No, it wasn't. It was actually fascinating. And my goodness, you had Putin laying out his claim, backing it up with history. I never heard Zelensky do that. I would love to have Zelensky sit down and give us the historical, you know, reasons why he is in this conflict. Our media is not interested in that. Our media is not interested in anything that's complex. They want it to be simple. Russia bad, Ukraine good. I'm not going to say Hamas bad, Jews are good. But you know what? On October the 7th, you had Hamas roll up into Israel and slaughter 1,200 men, women, children, babies. Then you got stupid assets, you know, students over here protesting in the name of slaughter. I'm sorry. Can't do that. Well, James, you have to understand the complexities. I understand the complexities more than most. Slaughter is unacceptable. Lobbing missiles blindly is unacceptable. But that doesn't mean it's not complicated. And that's why I said a few segments ago, you know, you take care of your business, but you got to be careful with the propaganda. Otherwise, it will never end. And we want it to end. The Abraham Accords were beautiful. The Abraham Accords are the reason why Jordan came to Israel's aid when Iran started launching all of those missiles, because they had an accord and it was based on economy. We need Trump back in office. And I got to tell you, it warmed my heart to hear that Benjamin Netanyahu called Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is going to return his call. Donald Trump said once he is elected, before he even gets in office, the war in Ukraine will be done. And I truly believe that he will work with the same energy to quell the conflict that's in the Middle East. As complicated as it is, Donald Trump actually had a working plan, a plan that was working. Pray for peace in the Middle East. Pray for the protection of Donald Trump. Pray that the arms of the corrupt be broken, and that we can get the opportunity, the chance to make this country great again and to have the world be peaceful again, like it was a little over 4 years ago. Hey, Chris, that's Jesse Kelly's producer. What was I supposed to be talking about? Did I pitch something? Did I tease something? He said he got lost. I got lost too. I'll get back on track here. Oh my goodness. Are we having fun yet? Yes, we are. James T. Harris is sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse. Let me ask you a question, my friends. Do you think our country's going in the right direction, or does it feel like everything's falling apart? If you're feeling alarmed, you're not alone. In fact, Americans from all walks of life have taken action to prepare for whatever is coming next. And that starts with having emergency food supply. Storing food in your home is the right thing to do because we're living in crazy times, which explains why so many people are prepping. Right now, you can get ready to with a 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. It comes with delicious food like creamy stroganoff, honey wheat bread, and mushroom rice pilaf. The entire kit offers over 2,000 calories every day. This food kit lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what our country will look like then? But when that day comes, you'll be ready. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com now to order your 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. Yes, we need to be prepared for a whole lot of stuff. Have you heard what's going on in with the Secret Service? I know people are concerned about the Secret Service. The Secret Service has dropped the ball. Not once, not twice, but 3 times when it comes to protecting Donald Trump. And the second time, well, wait a minute, wait, was the first time they dropped the ball, it almost cost him his life. Well, actually, all 3 times almost cost him his life. He got shot the first time. That's when he stood up and said, fight, fight, fight. The second time, he's out on his golf course golfing, and what? The Secret Service just happened to stumble into a gunman, had the gun loaded at him. He's walking up the hill to do the next round, could have got. Just so happened, oh, look, a gun. People are asking how come the perimeter wasn't protected, you know, in Pennsylvania. Well, it had a sloped roof. Remember all the excuses? And then remember the female Secret Service officers who had problems getting their gun in and out of the holster, just fumbling it around, just looking. It was like an episode of Benny Hill. Oh, wait a minute. I may have dated myself. Hey, Chris, that's Jesse Kelly's producer. Do you remember Benny Hill? What is Benny Hill? Okay, he knows. He's a British comic. Yes, I grew up on Benny Hill. I love some Benny Hill. But then when I saw the Secret Service, you know, and it reminded me of Benny Hill. That's not good. That's not good. Then what happened out there in Coachella, California? Secret Service wasn't even involved in that. And you know, I think it was the Sheriff's Department that caught the lunatic with a loaded gun. Shotgun, fake IDs or passports. Come on, y'all. Are we right to criticize the Secret Service? Are we right to ask questions like, what the Sam Hill is going on here? Is it okay that we do that? We want answers.
Do you have a morale problem?
We are asking them to do extraordinary things right now. I worry that my workforce is certainly demoralized by some of the things that are said about them.
Wait a minute. What? That was Kelly O'Donnell talking to Ronald Rowe, the acting Secret Service director. He said that the agents are demoralized. They're demoralized because of what people are saying about them. Their little feelings are hurt. We are certainly very demoralized right now because of all the things that are said. What we need people to do It's just the backup off of us right now until we find out what's going on. I promise. Once we find out where our shortcomings are, we'll let you know. But please, stop the complaining. Please stop those terrible memes. Please stop it. Because we just can't work. We can't do the job that we're paid to do, which is to protect the president. Please, Ronald Rowe, let's hear him again.
Do you have a morale problem?
We are asking them to do extraordinary things right now. I worry that my workforce is certainly demoralized by some of the things that are said about them.
You know what? Just remember the FBI, they're demoralized too. FBI. The FBI that's been lying to the American people, the FBI that suppressed the information of the laptop, the FBI. They're demoralized. You know, these are America's top police. You can't criticize them. If you continue to criticize these government agencies, we want you to know that we might have to curtail your First Amendment rights. These people have a job to do, and your criticism is interfering with their very important work. What was I saying that about chalk? I think that Ronald Rowe here we need to get him a prescription of chalk. He needs to man up. I bet you that he's one of these white men for Kamala. I bet. Demoralized. They're demoralized. You're fired, sir. Oh, man. Come on, Trump. Come on. You're fired. We've got the Secret Service cowering in the corner, unable to do their job, unwilling to do their job. Their job, you've got one thing, ma'am. Protect, wait a minute, you're shorter than the president. How did you get on this detail? Oh, you checked all the boxes with the DEI? I see, diversity, equity, inclusion. So that, well, what about you, ma'am? You're short too, right? You can't even, you can't even jump up and pull yourself up by the president's neck. That's how, and you're fat too. You're fat, you're short and you're fat. How did you get this job? DEI. After the president, the first assassination attempt. Do you remember when the president was walking into the convention, Republican convention? I was there. I was in Milwaukee. That's my hometown, by the way. Did you see the people surrounding him? Did you see those men? Those men were serious. Those men were big. They were burly. Yeah. Was that Secret Service or that was it Trump's private security? Corruption is rotting our country. Our Secret Service now, they're more concerned about what's being said about them instead of being competent in their job to protect the leader of the free world. The FBI is corrupt beyond belief. So are our spy agencies, the CIA. The Department of Justice is corrupt beyond belief. We've got mobs, I do believe, paid mobs to support the Democrats, you know, in their endeavors. It's serious business time. We got a few more weeks before the election. One last shot to clean this up. James T. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
This is an iHeart podcast.